This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And, of course, all of those that don't know their history, thank you for joining into the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, without further ado, let's get over to Sons of Liberty Media.com really quick. And I want you to listen to the headline news over the last couple days in America. Okay, now listen carefully, because it's important that you listen, because there is a correlation without a shadow of a doubt. Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign enemy in the People's White House that's been allotted to do at will with a free hand whatever he wants to do and wanted to do over the last 7 3/4 years, has said this. This is Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoru, the guy that has 47 different Social Security numbers, that has a Muslim aide bleeding in and leaking into poison out of her tongue, Valerie Jarrett into his ear 24/7. Mama. Let's just call her Mama, okay, Barack Hussein Obama. But this is what he said. He said, no foreign terrorist organization has attacked in the United States during my tenure. Listen again. No foreign terrorist organization has attacked in U.S. during my tenure. T-E-N-U-R-E. My time in incumbency. Serving as, well, not the president of the United States, but serving as a foreign agent on the behalf of those that mean to create a new world order. Okay? Again, no foreign terrorist organization has attacked in U.S. during my tenure. Friends, who has opened the gates to your enemies more than this? Who has aided your enemies more than this? Who has abetted your enemies more than this? Who has actually financed with your tax dollars your sworn enemies within and without the United States of America more than Barack Hussein Obama? Folks, he is just beginning to stack the cards against the American people during his tenure. Believe me, that's exactly what's going on. Let's go across the headlines in sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tell me if you can check out the correlation and tell me if you're tracking yay or nay. 60 Minutes in Sweden. You should check this video out. There to film peaceful Muslim refugees. The crew gets assaulted on film during the filming. Folks, it's crazy. These Muslims over in Sweden, they have nothing better to do. They have all this time because what they're doing is like Clovered Pie and friends. They're actually trying to break the system down over in Sweden. That's why these refugees are coming over from Syria into respective countries, friends, because they're breaking the economic system. And are, as they are, friends, committing other crimes against those prospective countries. But it's interesting to note that the film crew, 60 Minutes in Sweden, We're doing nothing more than asking a couple questions. And then a little group of these little weaselly rats filled with the doctrines of devils begin to assault the crew. And without even taking a breath, friends, I looked over to the right and I noticed another one of these little victims, these Muslim refugees seeking asylum in prospective countries. You're next, America, if you're not listening to what I'm telling you right now. But it was interesting to note that one of these little victims started to assault an individual in a wheelchair. This is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Is anybody seeing the correlation, friends? Because we know over in Germany, we see the prime minister slapping the German flag down and saying that Germany belongs to Islam. Why are they using Islam, friends? Because they're trying to create a new world order, and they're trying to silence anybody that would speak out against them. And what they're trying to do is give free will to the people so they can be ruled by a hierarchy, friends. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 60 Minutes in Sweden, there to film peaceful Muslim refugees, crew gets assaulted. Now, here's the next headline, friends. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, European television exposes Muslim migrants engaging in mass sex trafficking of teens and gang raping little boys. So again, here you have it. This is what's on the front. We have the radical homosexuals being used to upend your constitution to give way to what? Well, we can see it happening over in Europe. People are trying to figure out what's going on over in Europe. Well, friends, keep in mind, they did everything that they could, and I'm sure they stretched themselves out to actually show more rebellion towards the things of God more than any other country on the globe to violate his commandments and advocate that which he calls an abomination. They went and did what they wanted to do. Now they're reaping the ill consequence by the Lord bringing perfect judgment upon them, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, by allowing those foreigners into the country to take over. See, if you don't love God enough and understand freedom enough, friends, I'll tell you what, he's more than willing to give it over to a nation that will, sooner or later. European television exposes Muslim migrants engaging in mass sex trafficking of teens and gang raping little boys. We're beginning to see this in the states, in America here. As a matter of fact, there was a huge pedophile ring, I believe it was around Universal or Disney some time back, where the head of the pedophile ring was none other than a foreigner from the Middle East. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Shocking video of New Year's Eve in Germany, sex attacks released as police drop half of the cases. They're advocating lawlessness, friends. That's what these Muslims are doing. That's what they're appointed to do. Again, they're playing the victim. Like, this is anything new. It's called totalitarianism. Call it what you would like. They play the victim. Well, they grab your hair, smack your face, and then they have the audacity to decry victim status as they perpetuate the crime. That's exactly what's happening with these Muslims, folks, as you have been led to believe by the state-controlled narrative that they are the victims when, in fact, they are the ones perpetrating the crimes. And they're paid to do so on, again, the tax dollars of prospective countries that they are now entering. In America, you're doing the same thing. If you want to go ahead and look at Dearborn, Michigan, go ahead. Just watch the video this morning. Incredible, friends. Incredible. They're doing this right in the light of day and right in full view, America, and you're letting them do this. Again, it's perfect judgment, Deuteronomy 28. Shocking video of New Year's in Germany. The sex attacks on video. Many of them are, these cases are being dropped. Why is that? Why are they advocating the crime? Sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm not making this stuff up, friends. CCTV catches group of, again, Muslims kicking random German girl down the subway stairs just for fun. You want to get indignant, friends? Check out some of these videos. I'm going to come back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm about halfway. The next one, asylum seeker arrested in rape and murder case in Germany. Guess what? It just happened to be one of those that was a representative in that prospective country. You want to see something get done? Now it will be.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, what's going on is we're having an internet situation here, but we can still take phone calls. It just means that we don't have, what's that? Okay, we can still take phone calls just as a heads up, friends, but we don't have the phone setup that we usually have set up where we can actually see what's going on in particulars. But we'll go ahead and take David. David, I have no idea where you're at, but we do welcome you to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Oh, how are you, Bradley? I've called you before. I'm in San Francisco.
Oh, yes, gotcha.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to break through. Hey, you
gotcha.
Know, I'm a Green Party guy, and so I've been paying attention to our Jill Stein and her advisor, a reporter named Greg Palast. Have you ever heard of Palast before?
No, I have not.
Well, he's been on these electronic voting machines for years, you know, almost 20 years, basically. I think he was involved in the 2000 election, and he basically showed how it was scammed in a whole bunch of different ways. But I don't want to get too bogged down in the details, but He gave a press conference earlier this morning at the National Press Club. It'll probably be on YouTube or something shortly. And the main theme that he wrote or that he came up with was that broken machines were more the problem rather than any aspect of hacking. That there was a setup to you think about it as a copy machine. You know, when you fill out your ballot, you know, you're supposed to take a pencil and you fill out this round little circle for whichever's your favorite. Well,
right.
if you put in a check mark instead of a fill in that circle, that optical reader won't always read it. If you do a check mark, if you do an X, whatever, it's no guarantee. If you don't fill it out all the way, there's no guarantee that it'll count. But what's even worse is that he found that, and this is according to the voting the elections office up in Detroit, for example, they had 87 machines with the wheel bearings that were out of alignment. So, like when you feed in a piece of paper into a copy machine, you know, the wheels will grab it and suck it right in. Well, the machines on, or the wheels on 87 machines didn't work right. They lined it up wrong. And as many as 600,000 ballots came up with no votes on anything.
Hmm.
And what's worse is that the state of Michigan says that you can only attempt a recount twice. So what did they do? They took that ballot, ran it through the same dumb machine, got another blank on 600,000 ballots in Detroit alone. And then they talk about in the other counties around there. These are white counties as well as black counties up there, had so many flaws in the roller bearings that half of all of the votes in the surrounding counties to Detroit are not going to be counted. So it's not a matter of a recount, it's a matter of never counted.
Right. Let me ask you a question then. Will you explain the dispute since we're on this topic?
You mean about Russia and the hacking whole thing?
No, about what you're talking about right now. They're not actually counting the votes. What's the issue? Because across the boards, I do tea parties all across the country. I'm in some different state across the United States of America every month throughout the year. And what took place across this country, and I've shared this several times, what took place with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, you can't make up what was going on, nor on Twitter, nor on Facebook. And I'll be the first one to nail it or to catch it or to smell it if I start to sense something's going amiss or someone's got their hand in there and they shouldn't be in there trying to pervert or to turn a vote a certain direction. Because, David, what I'm saying is across the country, out of all the states that I've been in last year alone, I seen two stickers in support of Hillary Clinton. I'll tell you what I did see a whole lot of. I seen a whole lot of people creating cages with a mannequin inside representing Hillary Clinton saying Hillary for prison. I seen signs all across the country, Hillary for prison, T-shirts, Hillary for prison. And you couldn't make up the fact that what you seen, because the people wanted Donald Trump. Everywhere I went, I seen Donald Trump signs in yards. I'm seeing flags. I'm seeing shirts. I'm seeing hats. You can't make it up. And knowing the statistics, because Barack Hussein Obama did the same exact thing, and hopefully I'm highlighting the dispute here, Hillary Clinton is not legit in any sense of the word. So regardless if they want to do a recount or nay, she never has had the support in the first place. And we've seen this over and over and over again on the campaign trail. The people didn't show up, but the media kept reporting that she had all of the support, but we just couldn't find them. And it reminds me, let me give you one example. During the second cycle, the re-election cycle with Barack Hussein Obama, we'll give him the first one, okay? But the second time around, it was reported, this is one of the scenarios I can give you out of plethora of scenarios that took place during the second re-election cycle. In Wisconsin alone, they reported, the state-controlled media reported that Barack Hussein Obama, by the way, 70% of his Twitter account is completely contrived. It's fake. It doesn't exist. They have to create the support because it's all premised on a lie, and that's how they get away. away with what they do, just like any other dictatorship. But what was interesting is in Wisconsin, David, they actually promulgated throughout the news, they broadcast through the media and the newspapers that Barack Hussein Obama had a strong 18,000 people come to an arena in Wisconsin in support of his second cycle of being the president of the United States of America. See, the problem was there was only 5,000 seats in that arena. And so it is with the likes of Hillary Clinton. 56% of her Twitter account is completely rigged as well. It's fake. Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm a Green Party member. And if you remember how the Democrats were trying to squeeze us out of the race every chance they could, and how the Democrats were trying to squeeze Bernie out of the race every chance they could, don't think for a minute that I'm some apologist for Hillary. I don't trust her myself. What I'm saying is that 600,000 ballots in Detroit, this is mayor's races, this is city council races, this bond issues, all came up zero because the wheels did not line up to the scanner. And so 600,000 people in Detroit alone came up with their vote. They stood in line sometimes for hours, and their vote is not going to be counted because it didn't. They passed it through the same broken machine twice, and the law says that they can't count it a third time. They can't try to recount it. Now, and then, like I say, the surrounding counties are also... you've got a Facebook page, I bet. I can put the link to Greg Palast's press conference. He gave it in the National Press Club this morning. And I can probably also post the Jill Stein thing. She quotes many of these same problems. She gave a press conference on Saturday in front of the Cobo Arena up in Detroit. And again, this is not an issue of whether Hillary won. It's a matter of 600,000 people thought they voted, and the machine didn't register it. And so all of a sudden, there's a lot of mayor's races and bond issues and everything else that didn't get counted. So
David... Yeah, I've had you on the radio show before, and I really appreciate you calling in. But I'll tell you what, I got to take a shot here. Jill Stein is doing her enemies a great favor, because what we're finding is as she begins to uncover what she's not looking for becomes uncovered, because we know there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. But we're finding a lot of DNC. We're finding a lot of the Democratic fraud going on, rigging the votes as well. And I don't know that she means to do that. Of course she doesn't, but in her confusion, she's blurting out the facts.
You remember how Michigan has that emergency government thing going on with their government, with their governor? That he to say that it's the registrar of voters is appointed by the governor up there, because the elected registrar of voters was thrown out by the governor, who made an emergency proclamation that he could appoint everybody. You remember under this bankruptcy thing that Governor Walker pulled up there in Michigan?
He's in Wisconsin.
That these people are Democrats. They're crooks.
Right. David, he's in Wisconsin. You're talking about Scott Walker.
Whatever governor it is in Michigan.
Yeah.
These are all appointed people. I'm telling you, Bradley, it's true.
Your phone call, David. I always do. We got a break, a hard break. Sorry about that. Thank you for the phone call. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Once again, we're having internet issues, so I can't see phone calls. Let's do stick to the topic, please. Always appreciate David from San Francisco. Had him call in quite a few times previously. We appreciate you, David, very much. But again, let's stick to the topic. We've been talking about what's going on in the United States of America, how Barack Hussein Obama said that never during his tenure, folks, his time in incumbency as the president of the United States, no foreign terrorist organization has attacked us in the U.S. during my tenure, he said. But no, he's been empowering them, hasn't he? He's been aiding them. He's been abetting them. He's been financing them. And what I'm doing is showing you across the globe because he's giving orders. The White House folks, for those that do not know, are giving orders to Germany. They're giving orders to France because they're attempting to again establish that New World Order, which is no theory, folks, and it never has been. You believe the fact that it was a theory for 50 years. Now people are beginning to wake up and say, wait a second, I thought that was a theory, when in fact you're in the reality of the conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. I highlighted the fact that in Sweden, 60 Minutes went there to do a film, and the peaceful Muslim refugees began to assault them. Folks, you got to watch these videos, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Then I highlighted European television exposes Muslim migrants engaging in massive sex trafficking of teens and gang raping little boys, folks. Again, you got to do your homework and understand who these people are and why they're being appointed to actually move into prospective countries, because they're being appointed not as a Trojan horse, because it's happening, again, in the light of day, in the face of the people in these countries as to who they are. And in folks in other countries, they're finding out after the fact. Prevention is better than cure, and that's why I'm giving you the information right now. Going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I just highlighted right before the phone call from David, shocking video of New Year's Eve sex attacks in Germany, folks. They're attacking the women. They're raping little boys. They're released as police drop half of the cases. They're encouraging folks. Crime is what they're doing. We have another video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, this is just over the last couple days, friends. It's Monday today, so this is what you've missed over the weekend. CCTV catches group of Muslims kicking random German girl down the subway stairs for absolutely no reason. Folks, they are literally in the devil's playground. They are literally going around just looking for trouble. And what they're finding out in America is they're going to get it. If they're looking for trouble, they're going to find trouble really quick, because people in this country aren't going to put up with their crimes. But they're pushing it, folks. They're pushing the envelope. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. CCTV catches group of Muslims kicking random German girl down the subway stairs just for fun. You got to watch the video, friends. Now, this is what I wanted to get to. On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, asylum seeker arrested in rape and murder case in Germany. Now, it's interesting how there's been a limit to the toleration of abuse. But it's interesting how when one of the representatives, and how it hits home, it's a law unto itself, one of the daughters of one of the representatives was actually raped and murdered by one of these asylum seekers. You can better bet your bottom dollar, friends, it's going to now be dealt with. Because it's not just happening to we, the peasants, anymore, friends. Now these asylum seekers, these Muslim immigrants, these migrants that are not coming into these prospective countries to assimilate in any sense of the word, but they are appointed to break down the system to rape, pillage, and kill, and that's exactly what they're doing, and at length committed jihad. They're going after the wrong people, apparently, because now there's going to be action taken in folks in certain cases that actually affect those that represent those prospective countries. Isn't that amazing how that works, friends? Isn't it amazing, like, for example, when you go back to Vietnam, sure, go ahead and send 58,152 men and women, your sons and your daughters, to an unconstitutional war that nobody won except the military-industrial complex, who made trillions of dollars off of that war. It's interesting how the war was okay. And, oh, by the way, America, don't complain about Congress sending your boys and your girls, because you need to keep in mind you are Congress. And if you let Congress send your sons and your daughters to go fight an unconstitutional war, don't blame them for what you tolerate. You are responsible, because America, we the people, has meaning, and you are the Congress. You are the voice of the Congress. And you are the ones that are going to have to enforce the fact that we are the law in this country. And if they want to do something that's unconstitutional, as I always say, friends, justice guards our liberty, then therefore we're going to have to deal with them, congressmen and congresswomen that are violating their oath, okay? We hold them accountable. But again, friends, it's interesting to note, during the Vietnam War, you do know that in the United States Congress, they sent 58,000. Actually, there was much more than that. 58,000 died, forgive me. My cousin was there. He got killed in Vietnam as well. I come from a military family. But what's interesting to note is when the numbers of the children of those that were to represent we the people in Congress began to pop up concerning the draft, did you know that the war was over? See how that works, friends? Does that not enrage you? Is there not a righteous indignation that comes up and says, you know what, enough is enough? What, my sons and my daughters are good enough to fight, bleed, and die for your unconstitutional wars? But when it comes to your children, the war's got to stop? That's exactly right, and that proves my point to a T, friends. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. How many things is this Congress? How many issues? How many illegal... Friends, agendas have they pushed? Let's just go to Obamacare really quick. How come Obamacare, which is unconstitutional, it's a violation of Article 1, Section 8, why does it apply to all Americans illegally, friends? It does not apply. It's illegal. It's unlawful. It's unlaw. And it's the outlaws that are implementing propaganda through these implementations of unconstitutional agendas such as Obamacare. I want you to understand that it's illegal, okay? But why is it that Obamacare doesn't apply, and why are they exempt that are responsible for actually creating the unconstitutional Obamacare in the first place? If it's such a good idea, how come it doesn't apply to them? Folks, why are they exempt from the laws that they call laws that they create? If they're so good and they liberate the men and women in this country, why doesn't it apply to them and their families? You're going to have to catch on as to how this works. And again, America, you're going to have to get to the point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired concerning these folks' special interests and these groups of people that call themselves American representatives when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Okay, let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Asylum seeker arrested in rape and murder case in Germany. Okay, yep, action's done, folks. I'll tell you what, you don't go there. Go ahead and rape and pillage and molest and steal and murder the peasants, but it better not be mine. Well, that's exactly what happened, friends, and now they want action. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, listen carefully. Obama to troops in the United States of America. Obama to troops. You may criticize our president, but this is not a war between the United States and Islam. Why is he spending so much time advocating the Islam indoctrination? Why is he spending so much time? It's not a religion, friends. It's a cult, is what it is. They're doing this on a global scale, friends. Obama to troops. You may criticize our president. This is what he said. But this is not a war between the United States and Islam. Oh, my gosh. Is this guy kidding me? Hey, folks, September 11th, just act like it never happened. But I think it shows every single person in this country as to who's responsible for September 11th without a shadow of a doubt. They have been pushing the envelope ever since, friends. Ever since. They've been using, just like Adolf, again, friends, I've spent so much time on this topic, but I want you to know it's interesting how they keep pushing the envelope, folks, when it comes to terror, and they use it to their advantage. And when we find out, we pull the curtain back, we find out that they're actually aiding and abetting those that they call ISIS, those that they call Al-Qaeda, which over in the Middle East, they said that the CIA was responsible for creating Al-Qaeda. Of course it does, folks. And remember, again, James Madison said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, the foreign enemy is you're seeing treason in front of your face through the likes of the Bushes, you're seeing it through the Clintons, and you're seeing it through the Barack Hussein Obamas. And again, we need to wake up to what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to throw a rock in the path of all you Trumpites out there. Trump's labor pick. Legalizing illegals is the right thing to do. Now, I just want to keep it on the topic of illegals for a moment, if I might. Did you know that the Obama DOJ, again, Department of Injustice, might I add, a hit-and-run illegal was deported 8 times? We're seeing this over and over and over again. The illegal immigrant wanted for allegedly killing 2 people in a hit-and-run case in Kentucky had been deported 8 times. And here's the DOJ, the Department of Injustice, let me add the I, friends, going ahead and giving over to the illegals. Hey, come on in. We got sanctuary cities. Hey, come on in. We got welfare benefits for you. Hey, come on in. We got tax benefits for you. They're alluring them into your country, friends. You do need to know this. And furthermore, also keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama released 68,000 illegal felons. Okay, illegal felons, illegals that are felons in America's prison system, he released them onto the streets of America. 68,000. He is personally responsible for the death of these individuals. And I want to tell you something, too. It's a felony what you're seeing these mayors do across the country, giving a pass to illegals called sanctuary cities in their prospective cities. It's a felony. They're violating federal law. They need to be dealt with, America. Read Article 2, Section 4. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, going back to the Islamists and the jihadists. 1,715 Islamic jihadists have returned to Europe, trained and combat ready to carry out attacks. Why are they getting a pass over in England? Oh, folks, just wait a second. The water's boiling now. Hang with me for a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Been talking about what's been going on in the United States of America just over the last weekend. I'm giving you headlines on sonsoflibertymedia.com from 15 different contributors, friends, and growing. Constitutional attorneys, preachers, culture warriors, friends, people that are in the battle, standing up for your Christian foundations and your constitutional values, which are based on the Bible. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said again the 7th President of the United States of America. And here again, friends, again, you can't make up what's going on. This is a global initiative to destroy, to tear down. They want to stack the cards against you, friends. And that's why they're slowly bleeding them in, incrementally. A siege, the Bible tells us, under perfect judgment. Because again, America, our sin is finding us out. Acts 20, verse 21, Numbers 32, 23. 1,715 Islamic jihadists have returned to Europe, trained and combat ready to carry out attacks. When are the American people going to understand that we do not take counsel from our fears? And I believe that many of these that are coming into this country illegally, with a nod from the criminal in the People's White House, that foreign agent, Barack Hussein Obama, are beginning to understand that in America, they are not playing games. Now, I'm not giving strength to the arm of the flesh. Cursed be that man, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. And I'm talking about a fear where we were not given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, because perfect love casteth out all fear. And the Bible tells us that love is the fulfilling of the law. And what is that? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that works both ways, friends. It really does. Don't do to your brother what you wouldn't want him doing to you, because if you do, there's a consequence for that. Let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 1,750 Islamic jihadists have returned to Egypt. Doors wide open. Trained in combat, ready to carry out attacks. Who's aiding and abetting these people, friends? I thought the people in those countries are calling for these people. They're regurgitating these people. They're repealing these people. They're standing up against these people. But again, this is what's happening, friends, in the world today. And again, I'm shouting from the rooftop, folks. I'm warning you before it comes to pass. And we're seeing this little by little by little by little. Again, I said to you during the last segment, is your blood boiling yet? Just hold on a second, friends, because it's going to get worse. Just hang on a minute. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. You ready for this? Former dean of Islamic law in Qatar said, Islamic jihad has accompanied Arab societies throughout Islamic history. Former dean of Islamic law in Qatar, Islamic jihad has accompanied Arab societies throughout Islamic history. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now, just hold up again. There's a correlation all the way through here, friends. Because, again, keep in mind when attacks are brought forth, you see the representatives on a global scale. They'll condemn the crime, but they won't condemn the person that committed the crime. And what we're finding over and over and over again is it is, folks, none other than, guess what, those poor victims. Those poor victims that are, you know, asylum seekers, I mean, they're looking for help, man. Got to help those people, friends. Here at sonsoflibertymedia.com, this is where it's going to get hot. Syrian political scientist, Muslim migrants seeing infidel women as fair game to be raped. Listen to me. Syrian political scientist, Muslim migrants see infidel women, non-believers, as fair game to be raped. You want to tell them, folks, that comes straight from the pit of hell. Your God is God, and yet he gives you permission to lie, kill, steal, and rape? You have got to be kidding me. But again, this is what people are finding out across the globe, friends, that are taking in these victims. They're actually the ones perpetuating the crimes. Again, Syrian political scientists, Muslim migrants see infidel women as fair game to be raped. Hey, man, are you listening to me? I hope you are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The worldwide pedophile ring is unraveling now through Pizzagate. Do check it out, folks, and you'll find out exactly who I'm highlighting right now is responsible for what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Devout Muslims bomb Cairo's Coptic Cathedral. At least 25 dead. This is the religion of peace, America. Let me say that again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Devout Muslims bomb Cairo's Coptic Cathedral. At least 25 dead. Watch the video, friends. I shared with you during the first segment on today's show, I was watching a video of what's going on over in Dearborn. It blows me away. As I was watching the video, he was asked the question, what was it like 5 years ago? It was still America. See, these people are coming in and they're defying you, America. They are not here, again, let me reiterate the point, to assimilate. They are here to defy and to overthrow. And like that of Barack Hussein Obama, who has given the American people the finger 1,180 times, we have heard from Muslims in Texas blurt out the truth again in their confusion when they said that they are above American law. I sat back and watched in Dearborn, where businesses are being driven out by the Muslims, where they gang up and they just drive them out. And what will happen is a business that will be driven out, for example, it will be a hardware store. Well, what they'll do is they'll put a Muslim name on it and they'll make it a hardware store. They'll make it a grocery store, but they'll drive that one out, an American version, and then they'll put a Muslim version in. Folks, what is it that you need to see? What is it that you need to hear to understand that the wrath of God abides upon the children and the countries of disobedience? Because we're seeing this on a global scale. And as I shared with you last week, who is actually the ones advocating these warfare agendas that they're being thrown down on the throats of the American people? The gay agenda, the communist agenda, the atheist agenda, folks, whatever agenda there may be, this is all coming from your representatives that are to uphold the law, not to advocate foreign law. But that's what they're doing, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I hope your blood is boiling. Major UK Muslim leader, whatever that means, it's you white people who have to integrate with us Muslims because we are the victims. Listen carefully. And I, folks, the Lord showed me this a long time ago. When your enemies attack you, learn from them. Go after them and pull the curtain back and you'll understand who they are. That's how you learn the warfare. When my enemies began to attack me, I began to pull the curtain all the way back only to understand that they were trying to protect their crimes that were being committed against children. They, again, are not the victims. They are the ones perpetuating the crimes. They are the ones guilty. Folks, the fruit is all over. A tree is known by its fruit. And when we're talking about these Muslims, the corrupt, vile, corrupt, reprobate fruit is hanging on every one of their branches, friends, and they can't hide it. And that's why your government today is trying to shut you down by calling you fake news for exposing their crimes. And by the way, who's advocating the crimes of the Muslims in the United States of America? Your representatives are, America. And I caught this right off the bat. It's like, whoa, 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 wait a second, wait a second. I got it. And the Lord just opened me up to understand how they operated right off the bat. And again, it comes back to this. There's nothing new under the sun. Just again, study history, and it's not hard to figure out. And by the way, you can call them what you want to call them, because it's not just the Muslims, it's the atheists that have a history of murder, rape, crime, theft. Folks, it's the communists. Folks, they're all in it together because they all have the same head, the same father, the great deluder, Satan himself. And again, if you want to put that into context, just go to Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, because they are admirers of Saul Alinsky, who accredited Lucifer in his book, Rules for Radicals. So just to bring the flag all the way up to the top of the pole, there you have it. The great deluder. These are sons and daughters of Belial. And they're risking their eternity on the lie that they choose to believe in. And the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy, it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Folks, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's right and what's wrong. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, major UK Muslim leader. It's you white people who have to integrate with us Muslims because we are the victims. Now, here's the final one. The OSU students say police went too far in shooting the Muslim terrorist. They add his name to the list of people killed by the police. As the media attempted to get us to submit to Islam, a Muslim jihadist named Abul Razak Ali Artin went on a vehicular jihad, ramming into students and then jumping out to slash and stab them with knives. Well, the cops shot him dead. He reaped what he sowed real quick. But the students say that the police went too far. What say you, America?
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.